This is Passport to Texas. If you take a pass when offered wild game and fish because you think it tastes funny...
Most wild game and fish, if it's off-tasting, is ruined between the kill in the kitchen and not in the kitchen itself.
Susan Ebert is a hunter, angler, forager, and cook. She wrote the book Field to Table, a guide to growing, procuring, and preparing seasonal foods, including wild proteins.
As good as the recipe might be, unless people know how to care for that game from the time that it's harvested to the time that they're ready to cook with it, they're going to be disappointed with the results.
A clean kill, proper field dressing, and getting everything on ice as soon as possible is vital. Once you have the meat at home...
Venison and wild duck, I will dry age those maybe 48 hours. Set them over a drip pan on a rack and let them just dry age in the refrigerator, uncovered with air circulating around them.
Ebert recommends brining rabbit and feral hog. Brine can be as simple as sugar and salt dissolved in water.
Let that brine for a couple of days and then sear it over a grill and then either move it over indirect heat or put it in the smoker at a low temperature.
Until it is succulent. Find wild game and fish recipes on the Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.